This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. You had enough of the, debriefing, the reports, the, debate debriefings or what have you? Come on, you've been hearing about this stuff. Keep it clean all day, right? I mean, we'll play with it a little bit tonight, but I decided that, you know what? You've had enough. I think you've had enough of it. There are a couple things that came out, and listen, you probably should have. Did I introduce the show? Or no, I just jumped in. I stopped. I'm so easy. It is easy to get me looking in a different direction. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan. Man, he's been hot all day long. He's been sending me texts all day. You gotta let me on. You gotta let me come on. You gotta let me on. So, yeah, he'll be on after the first break, and I would guarantee you that he is so wound up that I don't know. You may have to have earplugs on when he starts talking. He is not happy at all. Yeah, he's not happy about what went down. And I kind of don't blame him. After looking at clips and bits and pieces from last night, I'm gonna tell you guys something. Some of you are not gonna be happy with me. I'm disappointed in the Trumpster. I really am. I think he should have got ready. I mean, shooting from the hip doesn't always work. Yes, it works. When it's something you've been dealing with all your life, when it's something that you're good at, when it's something that you, I don't know, you've got some experience in, that's fine. But he blew so many opportunities last night. And what he did well, in my estimation, and my opinion's worth about as much as anybody listening, what he did well was he definitely drew a distinction. She was a boatload of the same old, right? I mean, she was just the same political hack that most of them get up there and say, she's just another candidate running for president. She's just another person who wants to lead you to believe that she's going to do some change, something. He had a great comment when he said, you know, you've been there for 30-some-odd years. Why haven't you done anything yet? And he was right. He was exactly right. He, on the other hand, is going to come in. She talks about his inexperience. Well, Mr. Oblamo was inexperienced, wasn't he? When he came to that office? I mean, think about it.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He had no real experience. Really? Why don't you go look at his record in Illinois where he showed up, and you know what he voted? Present.
That's what I mean. He wasn't.
Oh, that's the only experience. That's why I said he was inexperienced. Inexperienced. All right? Do we have to go back? Go back and play the tape. I need to be exonerated.
Oh, great. Now you're
yeah, that's right. I need a fact checker. Speaking of fact checkers, the polls last night as they came in. Now, I realize those are emotional polls. I get it. But I do find this kind of interesting because no matter what, he had kicked her butt over and over and over again. So, take notes. I'm going to go fast. polls. CBS. CBS poll, right? Trump 58. All right, so each one of these is Trump and and Hillary. What the person who sent me this head on it was Trump and the criminal. CBS poll, 58 to 42. Drudge, 90 to 10. I'm not surprised. And come on, Drudge, really? CNBC, 56.44. Breitbart, 76.24. MLive, whatever the heck that is. 53.47. Fortune was 51.49. Right Scoop, 70 to 24th. You know, needless to say, are you hearing me? You know, needless to say, he kicked butt last night. Yeah, there were a couple of them that he was off on. CNN had him up by a boatload. So the average of over 2 million votes last night had him at 60 and her at 39. So I'm not saying this is the way that the race is going to turn out. But heck, it gives you an idea what's going to happen, right? And then I was going to do a piece on Lester Holt, who was a disgrace last night. You know what? And I love some of the argument. I love watching these little arguments on Facebook. Right? Some of the people go, well, he's a Republican. So what? What does that mean? Right? Bloomberg? He's a Republican, too. Doesn't act like one. Just because Lester Holt is a registered Republican. I have friends that are registered Republicans that are really Democrats, and vice versa. They do it to get information sometimes. Well, anyway, the articles about Lester today. I mean, this guy got beat up. Lester Holt walks a fine line at the debate and wins praise. I don't know from who. Oh, that's CNN money, of course. Never mind. Lester Holt spins debate for Hillary. Six huge ways. He plays gotcha with Trump. The first Trump... let me see. Where in the world was debate moderator Lester Holt last night, according to the Daily Beast? Presidential debate moderator Lester Holt fact-checked Trump? Question mark. So, you know, and that was the other thing. He injected himself. I got an argument with somebody today. He injected himself last night just to stop and frisk thing. He was wrong. He was incorrect. He should have never opened his mouth. Really, he shouldn't have. I'm not going to be able to get to it anyhow. Yeah, so our mad black man from Baltimore joins us right after the break. I can't guarantee anything. I can't guarantee you he's going to be civil. I can't guarantee you I'm not going to be able to shut him up, but I will tell you one thing. He's hot. Okay? He is mad, and he's hot, and I know he's irritated because we're hearing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again how the black community is just not happy with Trump. He's going to tell you the truth. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always. You listen to Real Side. I got to tell you, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of things going on up there. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. Kimberly in the feed. Yeah, I didn't expect, I'm answering some of your questions, by the way. Anyhow. No, I wasn't surprised last night. I really wasn't. I expected less last night. My expectations were very small. Kind of hard to watch it because it was on while we were on. And, it's just amazing to me. Now, hopefully, in the second and third debates, hopefully, I hope he comes out and really nails her on the things he needs to nail her on. So we feel like he's fighting for us. I mean, come on. Somebody needs to get hot over this. Speaking of somebody who's hot over this, Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. He's our mad black man from Baltimore. And he's mad tonight because, hey, don't start with the debate yet. Let's hold off on that for a couple of seconds. You got on the phone with me tonight, and you said something. They shot three of them over the week, or a lot more than that, but three of them walked into the emergency room. We're talking about people shot in Baltimore. Can't be in Baltimore. There's no violence in Baltimore. What are you talking about, man?
Well, once again, Joe, it's a pleasure to appear on the show.
Thank you.
I'm gonna try to get all this out in the short little time that I'm on the show. You know, once again, Baltimore City has really, I mean, between Baltimore, Chicago, and Detroit, I don't know which one is the worst city. I mean, Baltimore had 17 people to get shot in one weekend. Three of them died, two of them walking to the emergency room and dropped dead. Okay, so here's my question. Where is the leadership? Where are they hiding? Where is Stephanie Rawlins fake? Where is Marilyn Mosby? You know, the lady that likes to give $6.4 million or whatever. You know, she didn't give it, but she had a little bit to do with it. Where are they at? I really want to ask the question because unlike last night's debate, I won't be like Lester Holt and only, you know, I'll ask the questions for Hillary or the mayor of Baltimore.
Where's Elijah Cummings?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, he can leave his lushy little home there in D.C. and come on up and find out what's going on. Yeah.
See, that's how I don't understand how the black community can vote for Democrats when they don't even show up to even. I mean, this is unreal. 17. And I mean, it was one shooting where it was three people that got that got stopped in one sector, in one area, and the police was in the area, and they still got shot. They was investigating one and had to leave there and go to somewhere else, and it was all, you know, it's just unreal. And you know what that tells me? That tells me that the rule of law and any kind of respect for law enforcement is gone.
Well, yeah,
these people are going to, mark my words, you heard Barack Obama say, yeah, when he first ran for office, that he wanted a civilian police force that was stronger than the police force that we had. You know why he wants that? The citizens of Baltimore City, as well as these other Democrat cities, you're going to get exactly what you're looking for, federal police force. And they've been pushing this for a long time. If they come in, do you think you don't have constitutional rights now? Let a federal police force come in. And that's not military. That's going to be civilian police.
Yeah, and Baltimore still really hasn't rebuilt or come back from the riots that they were having, right?
Right, they haven't come back from the riots. But, I mean, what? You know, they've come back from the riots. What they have done is got more big government programs that me and you and everyone else and that pays for all these big Democrat, big government programs. I applaud Donald Trump when he said that he wanted to give certain things back to the state. And he did it. And you should give it back to the state and keep the federal government out of it. Because whenever the federal government has their hand in it, it's something dicey or it's something where they're going to have it taxed. The daylights out of it, and people are just so gullible and stupid. I'm sorry, it's not even the point of now having a education or intelligence about it. It's just borderline stupidity and flat out being lazy.
Yeah, you know, when I look at what's going on, again, and I know that, you know, originally you started coming on the show because of what was happening in Baltimore, and, you know, we were being told, just like we're being told now, you know, that Trump has no black supporters, he has no Hispanic supporters, women don't like him, and I think it's like everything else. It's the same fight the Dems have always put out there, and that fight is if they browbeat us long enough, if they feed us long enough, they think we're going to, you know, we're going to chew on it, we're going to buy it, and we're going to run with it. I got to tell you something. You know, when I talk to guys like you, matter of fact, I only have, I probably have 15 or 18, I know it sounds weird, I mean close, 15 or 18 black friends. And I've only got one that when you say the name of Trump, he actually starts turning white. That's how mad he gets. You know, he just can't stand it. But I got to tell you, when you look at last night when Hillary's trying to pitch that, you know, she's been at this for 30 years. She's ready for this. She's seasoned. If you're so seasoned, you're so ready. What have you done? I mean, what has she done for the black community? Pretty much absolutely nothing, right?
And that's the same thing I say about Barack Obama. What did he do before he became president? He didn't do anything for the black community. If he did anything for Chicago, he would have went back. He would get on the plane, go to Chicago, and wave his wand and fix it. If that was the case, if he cared anything about them. And I think a lot of people are starting to get that with a lot of these black Democrats that's been in office for 295 years, and they're doing nothing but juicing the people to begin with. I'll let you go ahead and finish, and I'll start on last night.
Yeah, well, last night, I don't even know. Again, I was telling people earlier, I said, I know people are burnt out on it, but you know what? There are still some issues there that we need to discuss and talk about. So, did you watch it last night? Because according to one of your posts, I don't think you actually watched it, right?
No, absolutely not. I told everyone, I gave a speech yesterday, and I told them, I'm unaccustomed to breaking laws at work. And one thing we don't discuss is politics and race. I mean, politics, race, or about religion. Because, you know, you just don't do that in a professional setting. But it always seems to come up. But I've always said that, you know, I had people say to me today, "Hello, Mr. Trump," when I was at work today. And I'm like, you know, I look and I laugh because if they really know what I wanted to say. Okay, where can we start it? I'm going to do a little 20-minute rant right now. First of all, let's get on this. You know, if I was the head of the RNC, I would not even allow Donald Trump to appear at the next debate or the other debate until you get someone that's conservative.
All right. You have to pause, and then I'll let you go for your rant because we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. I'm telling you. Corey Duncan's got a lot to say about what happened last night. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Music is the world within itself. We are back. The language we all understand. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, some of you who don't listen to the show much, I'm reading some of the links, and you're saying, you know, Corey, take a breath. Yeah, good luck with that. Corey never takes a breath. I mean, once he gets rolling, it's pretty much over at that point in time. And I don't mind it, because I, you know, it's like if you're passionate about this stuff and you come at it the right way. Now, that doesn't mean you agree with me. That just simply means you're really coming at it from the heart. You really feel this way. You can back it up. I'm good with that. And I think we should all be good with it. I think we should all be able to sit down and talk about this stuff. And Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins me. And he's got every reason to be mad. Corey, I started perusing the piece that you had up on your Facebook page. And you're right. I mean, there is no leadership there. There's nobody taking their proper place at the podium in Baltimore to take care of this. Now, I'll let you go back on your rant, but I read a little bit of your piece, and you're exactly right. And Trump is right when he says, you guys have voted these people in for the last 60 years. Basically, you get what you deserve, right?
Absolutely. You know, I will try to be a lot more calm about
this. No. Don't get calm. I like when you're not calm.
No, I mean, you know, it's very interesting to me. I have to do the rest of my research on this, the whole, find out what way did he get his journalism degree from. You know, I just could not sit because I knew, I already in my heart know how this was going to go. He was going to get there, and he seemed like he's kind of hesitant because he don't want to do, you know, right about now is not the time to be hesitant. Let it all hang out. What he should do the next one is the stigma expressing the hell with the mediator and go ahead and just go for it. You know, she's going to play the woman card, let her go ahead, but she needs to be asked about her health, her emails, and her policies, and Benghazi. You have to ask her about that. He was reluctant to ask her anything that was hard. That's why I didn't watch it, because I could have broken my TV last night, my 55 inch. I could have split it in half because I knew that's what they were going to do, because that's the routine. Ask the the question, they don't have an answer. Because they don't and it's sad that we've come to a time, a crossroads. And if I was the RNC, I would not let him, regardless of whether you agree with him or don't agree with him, I would not let him appear at the next one or the next one until we get a conservative journalist on the panel.
Well, you're gonna have Brit Hume in the very last one. But here's the deal with that. I mean, if you look at what's going on last night. They're afraid of her. They're just flat out afraid of her. Last night, I don't know if you heard about this one, Howard Dean actually tweeted out, notice Trump sniffling all the time, coke user, and question marks. And I look at that and I say to myself, can you imagine if one of us said, notice that Hillary can't stand up all the time, epilepsy?
Right.
I mean, they'd be going crazy now, wouldn't they?
Well, you know what? It's going to come to a point where we just going to take gloves off. You know, eventually we're just going to have to throw the sink, the chairs, and everything, and stop with this being subdued and playing the role. The devil with it. Go for it. This is what we've been waiting for the last 8 years. Now we got them right where we want them. Crush them. Don't hold back. Go after them. Go for the juggler, because guess what? She's gonna play that race. I mean, she's gonna play that woman card. Woe is me. It's just that you can't even stand up. We've had 8 years of a man looking at a teleprompter that know what to say. Now we got a cripple and an invalid that's running for president. That's a liberal. Really, really, we need 4 years of that. Donald Trump. I told everyone before he needs to stick to her policies and health. And her emails and Benghazi, and he will be president.
Yeah.
As for Baltimore, there's no answer but a black Republican conservative.
To
go into Baltimore City and run and show and don't get into name calling. Just show all of the facts about the crime, how the city is run down, how people go into the city and the streets are horrible. And the housing and everything else, and run them people out of the city. That's the only way you're going to fix it. Not hollering back and forth, not name calling. If you deal with the facts and present them, there's nothing that a person can do but answer to it.
Yeah, now, Corey, but, you know, you just brought up something in your conversation, which, you know, until they elect a black conservative Republican, I mean, isn't that kind of adding fuel to the fire? And you can straighten me out. You know that. I mean, why can't it be a white conservative? Why can't it be just a bunch of people, a bunch of Americans elected to the positions there in Buffalo that will help turn things around?
Well, why I said that, and I do apologize to anyone that if I offended them. No, here's the thing. The reason why I say that is because I've got approached by several people who asked me to go into Baltimore City, register as a resident, and run for office. Because you know what it would do? It would break Baltimore City in half. Because a person like myself wouldn't be scared to say what I had wanted to say, because it wouldn't be deemed racist or whatever. You can't deem it. You can't. If I present a fact, it can't be deemed that I'm an Uncle Tom or this or that. The facts are what they are. It can be a white one. They have plenty of conservative white gentlemen to run for office in Baltimore City. But just imagine if it was a black man that ran for it, like myself. That's a last thing. Somebody's not going to be scared to turn and check the bang fast hands and tell it like it is. There's no way they could play any card, because I would lay out the facts of what they are. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page, Corey Charismatic Junkie, and look and read for yourself. Every time that something happens like that, I post it. Every time that happens, I give a comment or a commentary. I don't play favorites. I don't say, well, this or that or that, or Joe wants me to do this, or Joe wants me to do that. My commentary is my commentary, and it's still, I only speak on things that I know myself that's factual. I don't listen to anyone else. I speak on my facts, because I am the one that does the research. No one else. Joe doesn't pay me, so please, the ones of people that keep emailing me, telling me, Joe's paying me to say this. Okay, you go to my Facebook page. Joe knows nothing about what's going on in the Baltimore because he goes through me. So if that's the case, then deal with the facts and stop being a coward when I call you out. Oh, yeah, and one more thing to get down with the rant. My good old friend, Mr. Simmons, is down at Fox 45 in D.C. Fox 5 in D.C. Please, you know, I hate a journalist to be a coward and spit-calling from the balcony. Come down from the balcony and let's have a little debate. Don't put somebody else's post up, and you know it's your feeling, but you post it, and then when I pull your card, you run off into the dark. I can't stand a coward. You're going to be a journalist? Come on out all the way. I'm not a journalist, but I'm a psychiatrist, and I know a coward when I see one.
You know, when these people are really, what do we call them, Facebook warriors? You know, these people are really simple. They're really easy when they go ahead and they find it easy when they go ahead and post these pieces up on Facebook or Twitter. And it's been my experience whenever I question them, whenever I ask them to come on, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to come on with me. I want you to explain to me. I want you to sell me on your line of thinking, and I promise I won't berate you. They won't come on. I can't. We used to have Dems and Republicans. We used to have liberals and conservatives on here all the time. And now, why call? They won't even return the phone calls.
Well. Let me say something. No offense to Sarah Simmons. She's a beautiful woman, and I say she's quite beautiful. But her politics and the way you know, my thing is when you come out of journalism school, you're told you know to deal with the facts and this and that, not to be biased and say this or say that, and then not have it. I mean, you posted things last night about Trump, and I'm like, really? Well, I haven't heard you say anything about Hillary. So there, you're not fair and balanced. So Fox needs to stop doing that and stop promoting that you're fair and balanced when you know that you're on the liberal ticket along with George Soros and everyone else is pushing this old fake race war and everything. I'm sick of listening to it. If you're gonna report things, report them on both sides. Donald Trump is playing, running a fair race. Let him run a fair race, man. Stop with this junk, you know, this name calling, and you know, like him saying something about is he a coke user? What does that have to do with the politics of it? Really?
Yeah. You know, when I open a segment. Oh, there's that noise. I'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And my guest tonight, you know, always wound tight when he comes on the show. Corey Duncan is with me tonight, and we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore because, he's on it. He's on the pulse of it. Corey, you're probably going to vote for Trump is kind of what I'm getting out of you as you speak. And so, but I've been told that there's not a black person in the country that supports Donald Trump. So I guess you're not black or something. I don't. It must be the questioning your color. Thanks for being with me. Hey, you know, last night whenever a fact comes up, they expect the moderator to do the fact checking. But there's no honesty here. There's no equality when it comes to facts. It really funny is I ran across this piece that talked about the American electorate has never been more divided with people having wide ranging range of opinions, right? Party, candidate, or what have you. So PolitiFact is always the one that goes out there and says, here's the facts, here's what's going on, and we tend to believe them. I'm to the point now where I almost don't believe anything I see online when it comes to this stuff. So in July of 2015, Bernie Sanders said, or made the following comment, that black youth unemployment in the United States is like over the top. He said, for young people who have graduated high school or dropped out of high school who are between the ages of 17 and 20, if they happen to be white, the unemployment rate is 33%. If they're Hispanic, the unemployment rate is 36%. And if they are African American, the real unemployment rate is over 51%. PolitiFact at that time said that that fact was mostly true. In June 11, 2016, Donald Trump made the same statement, almost verbatim. PolitiFact came out and said it was mostly false. So we've got a situation here where, again, if you're a Democrat, if you're a lefty, if you're a liberal, then everything's fine, and anything you say is, you know, from God's lips, you know, from your mouth to God's lips kind of thing. And if you're on the right, if you're a Republican, everything you say is a lie, and people are believing this. And the black community, again, the reason I bring this one up in particular, over 50% of black youth are unemployed. How is this a Republican's fault? How is the black community still voting for a quote-unquote black president, or in her case, it would be the black president's wife, right? Because he was the first black president. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, first of all, we know he's not black to begin with. He's Kenyan. But that's another story for another day. But I'll deal with the comment, which you said. Now I have another something else to say about, you know, my rant and my patriotism. Oh, why I get explosive about it, because this is unreal. I mean, Ray Charles could see what's going on with this. And this is, and like I told you before, liberalism is a sickness. This has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. This has to do with a way of life that people have been taught, that the Democrats are for the poor and the Republicans are for the rich. And if you took the D and the R away, what would we be dealing with? We would be dealing with the person himself. So all we're trying to teach a lot of people, a lot of the black, I'm not going to say African Americans, there's no such thing as that. The black community that's ignorant to what's going on. It's not that they're stupid, they're just ignorant. And they're being taught to be ignorant. My thing of it is this. If you see that you're voting for a person and they keep promising you, and really what it is that they've given a lot of people that don't deserve things. And when you tell people, we're going to give you free this, who did they help when Barack Obama did that? Did they help the middle class black man like myself? No. It made the middle class black man like me be poor. Or be middle class. A lot of the middle class is poor. I'm not poor myself because of my job and this and that or whatever. And I invested my money the way I'm supposed to. But to the average black person that goes to a public school, whatever. Hey, look, you can go to public school. It's a person. I'm tired of sitting and listening. I have a gentleman on my job made that same argument the other day, and I had to light him up like a Christmas tree. He said that he told me. He's hung up on something that happened 50 years ago to him in North Carolina with a white person. And I said, you know what? 9 times out of 10, if something happens and stuff, it's not, if you hear somebody always doing a lot of whining and crying, it's because it's them themselves. As I told it to you before on your show, that if a man has to look at himself in the mirror and hold himself accountable for where he is in life with him, his family, and how he carries himself. If you are going to keep blaming Whitey for this and for that, and because you don't, I know plenty of people that have gone to public school. It is about applying yourself. Because you have 20 bad apples in a room, don't mean you have to follow them. You apply yourself, and everything else will work out. My thing of it is, stop making excuses. That's what this government has done. Barack Obama has made excuses and has given people that don't deserve nothing because they haven't worked a day in their life and they've been working the system. That's what the problem is. I'm tired of hearing the reverse racism. You owe us for slavery. Black people own slaves. So if you really want to say something, do your history first before you blame Whitey, because guess what? I went to Texas A&M. Didn't nobody give it to me.
Yeah.
I served my country.
You're a veteran. You're a veteran, and I appreciate what you did in your service, but you did it. I mean, I'm not belittling it, but you did do it because you love the country, and I get all of that. So I just You know, I find it amazing. We can't take care of our vets, but we can take care of these refugees. We can't take care of our vets, but we can take care of people that really, truly don't and won't find a job.
They because they're here to vote. They're here for the Democrats because they want them to vote. Because if they vote, they don't have a driver's license or a Social Security card. Why are we sitting here playing these games with these people? Do you know why they want them there? Because they know the average American will figure out that they are no good. So if we have refugees come in, it's a wink and a handshake. You do this, you get me elected every 4 years. I mean, come on.
Now, I hear you. I just, you come on the show, and the thing that keeps tripping me up is the fact that, the black community is hurting economically. It's hurt. You know, I had a discussion with a friend of mine the other day, a black friend of mine, and I said, well, why is it the black community can't see that the only ones that really, truly, honestly, all the time get screwed in the education system is the black community? You got, you know, look, I think a guy like yourself, you just said it a minute ago, you're not poor. You grew up in a not a rich part of Bronx, from what I understand, right?
Well, Queens.
But you see what I'm saying? I mean, you got yourself out of that. You decided, well, and I'm sure with your mother poking and prodding you, as you've talked about in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? But you got out of it. You went to school. You sought out a better job. You sought out a better lifestyle for yourself. And today, you're reaping the rewards of that hard work.
You have to apply yourself educational wise. You can't keep pushing people. You can't keep letting the public school system push kids through that can't even count the three or count the four or reading on a second grade education, a second grade level, and then 19, 18 years of age and passing through so you can get fed money. You know, I told you the story of that. They was trying to do me like that years ago. And my mother told him, she said, hell no. You're not going to pass him through if he can't count. She went and got me a tutor, and I never looked back. And it can be done.
I love
it
you,
can
Mom.
Be done.
Give
it's based on the parent. It's based on the parent that's not going to allow them to take and push you through life. And you can't do this and you can't do that. That is what the problem is in all of these Democrat cities. To get federal money, you got to meet the quota, the pushing the people through. And you pushing them out here into the society that's well advanced now. And they have to have an education. You can't keep pushing them through and they don't have an education. They're sitting there and say, well, we need more money from the government and it's whitey's fault. Then when the black Democrats get the money in these cities, what do they do with it? They get my final pension, we get a pension, I give you a pension, and then we need more money. So, you know, that's telling me somebody's not budgeting the books and they're doing stuff with the money that they're not supposed to be doing. That is what the problem is. That is why. Don't blame Whitey. It's not Whitey's fault. None of these problems. The problem with the police is not Whitey's fault. The problem with the police is because people want to do what they want to do, and the rule of law is not being enforced. If the police are like a snake. If you don't bother the snake won't bite you. If you're breaking the law, the police won't bother you. If you got a gun in your hand, you're not supposed to have a gun in your hand. The police is supposed to have the gun in their hand.
Yeah, this
is why.
We're going to run out of time, and I'll grab you on this next time. But the bottom line is, you know, like last week, I went through the clips about the two young men or the two men that were shot, and it's just amazing to me right away. And again, I'm not saying the cops are always right. And they said it that night. I'm not saying the cops are always right. But let's just not jump to the conclusion that we had two cops out hunting black people. It's just not
all I got to say. All I got to say about that is, didn't they say the same thing about the police officers in Baltimore? Yeah, what happened?
You win.
Right.
All right, tell people how to find you real quick before we run out of time.
Corey Duncan on Twitter and Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Please come to my page. Don't be afraid. I won't bite you. And God bless America. And stop blaming Whitey.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Kimberly Marin's going to join me in the next hour. A lot to talk about with her. Also, when we come back, Clinton was running from reporters. The woman couldn't even stand up 2 weeks ago. Was she afraid? We'll be right back.